What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On You and the Law this week, we look at what you need to know about making a will. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James-Oyes.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The Cambridge Dictionary defines a will as an official statement of what a person has decided should be done with their money and property after their death. You are encouraged to get this legal document prepared so that all you own or your assets are divided among loved ones according to your wishes. Another reason that it is recommended to prepare a will is that the executor will be entitled to act immediately after you die to reduce the likelihood of damage to and theft of estate and property. There's also the fact that proper provisions can be made for your dependents, and the turnaround time for the administration of your estate will be shorter. You can also express your desires about your funeral, burial, or cremation. The distribution of assets after death is governed by the Wills Act. For a will to be legally binding, it should be in writing, that is, handwritten or typed, and you must be at least 18 years old.
You must be of sound mind and not acting under the influence or coercion of anyone else. One of the most important things in relation to a will is that it must be signed by you unless you're too ill or frail, and then the law allows someone else in your presence and on your instruction to do so.
Tutor at the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, Indira Prasad. The document should include the following details: the full name, occupation, and address of the testator or person making the will, and an appointed executor or executors, or the person or persons responsible for administering your estate.
Now, when you're choosing someone to be your executor, you have to choose wisely, someone that you trust very much, who is going to work with some kind of prudence to apply to the court to pay your debts, to sort out your funeral expenses and so on. Who we also recommend should be someone who's younger than you are, so that hopefully they will outlive you.
Assets must also be properly described, identified, and beneficiaries named. There should also be a residuary clause to dispose of assets not specifically stated in the will, the date of the will, the signature or mark of the testator, and two witnesses. The two witnesses must each sign in the presence of the testator, but not necessarily in the presence of each other. The witnesses must be able to sign their names, and their names and addresses should be legible. For individuals to benefit under a will, neither they nor their spouses or beneficiaries should sign as witnesses.
The signature must be at the end of the will, as everything underneath your signature will be invalid. And what is also allowed is that you can use a thumbprint if you can't sign, or they could just sign by their initial. However, if you're using a thumbprint or your initial, then it should be witnessed.
Tutor at the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, Indira Prasad. An executor can also be a beneficiary or a witness, but cannot be both. You can change your will as often as you want. However, marriage revokes a will, which means a new will have to be prepared. If you need any assistance or have any queries, you can consult a lawyer for assistance. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. Connect with us and send your questions or comments to JIS News on Twitter, JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James-Oyes with student engineer Andre Soyes. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.